This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. A 5-time Olympic medalist from Colorado Springs has pleaded guilty to a felony charge for storming the U.S. Capitol during the January 6th riot. Cleet Keller announced acknowledged brushing away officers who tried to remove him from the Capitol Rotunda as he attempted to block certification of the 2020 election results. He faces 21 to 27 months in prison with fines up to $95,000. According to the Gazette, more than 600 people have been arrested in connection to the attack on the Capitol. The state on Wednesday reactivated a center to help places like nursing homes and hospitals deal with COVID-19 related staffing shortages. The Staffing Shortage Fusion Center takes requests for help directly related to COVID-19, where short-term shortages are impacting patient care. That includes residential care facilities, hospitals, correctional facilities, and other licensed care settings. The center was first activated during the state's biggest coronavirus surge from October 2020 to March 2021. During that time, it filled nearly 5,000 shifts in 58 facilities around the state. Governor Jared Polis declared Wednesday Wildlife Connectivity Day and released a new report calling for more tunnels and bridges to help animals cross highways.
This report isn't just going to be a tool. It'll also guide us towards creating a more cohesive ecosystem where wildlife and humans can successfully coexist.
About 4,000 collisions between cars and wildlife occur each year in Colorado. Research suggests safe passageways for animals could significantly cut those numbers. A U.S. district court has dismissed a lawsuit from 7 Denver police officers who claimed the city's vaccine mandate is unlawful. Judge Shelley Gilman found that the court didn't have jurisdiction over the matter and cited several cases that set precedent. She said the officers should have exhausted other administrative options before suing. This is CPR News. Fort Collins is at 45 degrees, high of 62.